From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The man accused in the shooting rampage that left six people dead in Arizona is slated to appear before a federal magistrate in Phoenix today. 22-year-old Jared Loughner faces five federal criminal counts, including attempted assassination of a member of Congress, Gabrielle Giffords, who was critically wounded. The FBI says evidence seized from Loughner's home includes an envelope. Scrawled on it were the words, "I plan ahead," "assassination," and "Giffords." Don Cora was a classmate of Loughner's at a community college in Tucson. He says Loughner is a loner.
He didn't try to talk to anyone. He didn't try to befriend anyone. No one tried to befriend him. Of course, he had this sort of side to him that I think people were apprehensive of.
The public defender's office is asking that Loughner be represented by an attorney who also defended Oklahoma City bombing conspirator Timothy McVeigh and Unabomber Ted Kaczynski. Congresswoman Giffords remains in critical condition and is fighting for her life with a gunshot wound to her brain. Doctors say she's in a crucial 48-hour period during which swelling could cause as much damage as the initial trauma. But Giffords' neurosurgeon, Dr. Michael LaMole, says he's seeing some hopeful signs, including her ability to respond to basic communication and stimuli.
We are still in critical condition. Brain swelling at any time can take a turn for the worse. But I am cautiously optimistic.
NPR's David Wellner reports Congress has put aside its scheduled business this week following the shootings in Arizona.
Instead, House members from both parties plan tributes to Congresswoman Giffords and a rare bipartisan meeting. Some 800 House members, their spouses and staff, joined a conference call yesterday about the Giffords shooting. Connecticut Democrat John Larson said afterwards, a bipartisan consensus seems to have emerged.
Hopefully that's out of this tragic circumstance, that greater comedy within the House and the discourse that takes place all across this country, and camaraderie that we hope will ensue in a way that we're all in.
A severe winter storm is blitzing the South with snow, sleet, and freezing rain. NPR's Paul Brown says the storm is making travel treacherous.
The winter blast leaves snow, sleet, and freezing rain across much of the South. Snow and ice blankets several southern cities, including Atlanta, the hub for AirTran Airways. Christopher White of AirTran says the airline's customers can reschedule without penalty.
We've offered a very wide rebooking window. We really want people to take advantage of the opportunity to change their reservation. We know people are much more comfortable in their living room than in the atrium of the world's busiest airport.
Atlanta's mayor calls the storm a 10-year event for his city. Schools are closed across much of the storm area as far north as North Carolina and Southwest Virginia. Paul Brown, NPR News, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
This is NPR. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and his Chinese counterpart have agreed to set up a working group to explore a dialogue on a series of strategic issues. The move comes after a year in which China cut off military cooperation with the U.S. over weapons sales to Taiwan. China's defense chief says U.S. arms sales severely damaged China's core interests. President Obama welcomes France's President Nicolas Sarkozy to the White House today for talks. Anita Elash reports Sarkozy is hoping to get Mr. Obama's agreement on a plan for a new international monetary system.
Sarkozy says he's concerned about excessive volatility in currency exchange rates and commodity prices. He blames the problem on the decline of the U.S. dollar as other currencies such as the yen, the euro, and the yuan gain importance. Sarkozy says he wants to ensure the dollar always plays a major role, but he says the U.S. must recognize that the relationship between currencies is changing. As the current head of the G20 group of nations, Sarkozy is looking for a deal that would give the International Monetary Fund a bigger role in dealing with debt crises. He also wants to adopt a coordinated plan to deal with abrupt movements of capital. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
Voters in southern Sudan are standing in long lines to cast ballots in the second day of the referendum on independence there. Voter Priscilla Niker says anticipation is growing about southern Sudan's expected split from the north.
It's the only day we were waiting for. 2 million died for this day. 50 years in war.
Thousands of Sudanese refugees are casting ballots at polling places in eight U.S. cities. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.